Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Guy slaps man in face with sausage.
There you go.
By that you mean...
Guy slaps man in face with sausage.
Right. Exactly what it means.
Yeah, how can that be misinterpreted?
His meaty
what do you
sausage.
Mean how?
Guy slaps man in face with sausage.
Sweet or spicy?
It might have been the hot sausage.
Is it a breakfast sausage?
Those are little.
Could be kielbasa.
Can't really hurt anyone with those.
If you got a kielbasa, that'll take someone out.
You could poke somebody's eye out.
Unless they're frozen.
Right.
Oh, yep, that's true.
Dance a billy club.
A guy at a store in Ukraine was caught on video beating a man with a sausage. Do we know why?
Yeah, because the guy wasn't wearing a mask.
Oh.
So in Ukraine, they take it seriously, too.
Hmm.
Yep.
So whatever you have on you at that point.
If you're not going to wear a mask for your health, then I will beat you to death with a sausage.
Yep. Exactly.
That'd be weird at the pearly gates, right?
Right. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, you go around the back, we'll let you in the back.
Okay, so you see here you were beaten to death by a sausage.
You have all these red phallic-looking marks on your face. Not going to ask what happened exactly. We saw the video. God's still laughing, actually. Just go around back. Go around back. We'll let you in back.
Right? In my defense, there was sage in the sausage. I'm allergic to sage.
Right.
All right, so fennel. There's one report that says it was because the guy wasn't wearing a mask. There's another report that claims the guy with the sausage was angry after the store wouldn't sell him alcohol before 9 a.m.
Either way.
That makes more sense.
Either way, it's still a good reason to smack someone with your sausage.
Here's the audio.
Oh. I'm sorry, wait, that was from Pornhub. Sorry.
Can you imagine being in that same supermarket and walking by?
It's Ukrainian. It's Ukrainian again, yes.
Is he using a sausage?
Slappy, slappy, oh. Slappy.
Ooh. Nice to
meet you. People are filming. So this is the difference between countries. People in the Ukraine film it, and they're all silent. They're like, oh, we're going to get every word of this.
Exactly. Everyone's yelling world star. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, no, he did it.
I have it in the on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. Your link in the story.
Is it a big sausage?
Has the video. Yeah. The man's got a big sausage. Long. Yeah. I think it's kielbasa. It looks like a kielbasa. Yeah. It's a big, very pale, very foul looking sausage. And you can hear it. It
would have been funny if the guy caught it in his mouth.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, not my first rodeo.
I love that Ashley knows her limitations and is keeping quiet right now.
Or she's just trying to figure it out.
Right. Or is she touching her face in the middle of a pandemic?
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Her hands are on her
mouth. I need one of those vibrating bracelets.
Beg pardon?
For my wrists.
That probably wasn't a proper response.
From a news story about a half an hour ago.
That no one remembers.
Right.
I remember it.
Obviously.
I was looking for the sausage on my computer. Sorry.
Gotcha.
From the story we're talking about now.
Right. The sausage, huh?
Of course.
Mighty John the Record Guy is on. If you have a record in your collection, this will be like the Antique Roadshow, but it doesn't always go well. Sometimes you get laughed off.
Exactly, right.
Yeah. Moneymusic.com is the website. We're linked up. Here's the kicker. I just got an email from a tribe member like 2 weeks ago and said they reached out to John. John got right back to him,
nice.
Helped him. He said, it didn't charge me. He said, it was beautiful.
Nice. Like,
this guy's great.
Yeah, John's great.
He's a good man.
John's great. Hello, John.
Mighty John.
Mighty John.
It was obviously a wrong number. No, I'm
That wasn't me.
We're gonna start with Jennifer here, who bought me a nice gift years ago, and she's always been wondering the value. Hi, hon.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, you're on with Mighty John.
Hey, John.
Hey.
All right. So I had bought Chaz, this is probably about 5 years ago, I bought him two Beatles albums. They were sealed in plastic. And Chaz, what are they?
It's the very good condition. So, John, it's the double album best of, one's red, one's blue?
Yes, known as the red and blue album, yes.
Yes.
Good name.
Well, they are not extremely collectible, but each one would be worth between $40 and $50.
How much did you pay?
Oh, God. 200.
Oh, really?
Oh,
well,
no.
She cared about you and wanted to get you a nice gift.
She's so upset.
I know. I'm sorry. 220. 220.
Higher.
I hate people who do that. Yeah. I just hate them.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that to people. And this is what turns people off about records, you know?
Yeah.
So, don't break
they
them.
Also had that.
You
that
didn't get it online, though. You went into a record store.
Yes. I went into a record store, and I have absolutely no knowledge about albums or
but
value.
But the person at
like
the
that.
Record store knew me.
Oh.
Are you serious?
That's
right.
That's scummy.
No. I never said your name. No, he did not know. He did not know.
Oh, I thought.
No, I didn't say anything.
I thought you went to a place that I used to go to when I owned a DJ company. I'm not saying he knew me and so he charged you more. That would make sense.
No. I had said to him that you were a big record, that you're a huge music fan. That's what I said.
Oh, all right.
Gotcha.
Yes. I could have bought that other one, though. That what's the one that has, like, it was had some creepy thing on it, some doll thing or something on the
cover? No! Don't say that!
I could have bought that one.
No.
How much was he charging for that?
That one had some handwritten note with it, and it was framed, and it was $500.
John?
What was the album? I'm sorry.
The one with the butcher, the baby.
Oh, the butcher cover.
Yeah,
you got to be careful on those because there's a lot of fakes on them. But an original stereo butcher cover would be up to around $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Let's hope it wasn't an original.
Let me tell you something. If he's charging like $220 for albums that are $40, $50, there was no way that was the $15,000.
No way. Yeah,
He was very specific, said that it was original, and it came with some handwritten note from the producer.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, but the word Beatles spelled with two E's.
Did you hear John?
Right.
Yeah, boy.
This is an upsetting phone call. Okay.
No. Hon, those are great albums, and
my head and my wallet are hurting.
It was worth it to me.
Right. She obviously cared about you very, very much.
That
to spend
gift
that
to
money.
Me is great, and we're going to enjoy those albums for years to come.
It's priceless to you, Jack. Okay.
Every song on those albums are great, right, John?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, when you go into a store and you find something still sealed, that doesn't really make it worth more than a regular copy that's not sealed. You know, for $100, you can buy a shrink wrap machine and reseal any record. So,
but it wasn't even the seal; it was the plastic, the heavy plastic coat that they put the albums in.
Yeah, the jacket, the big thing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right. A lesson is learned.
I have a car for sale, Jennifer. You want to buy it?
Yeah.
Doesn't always go well.
No,
this is the Antique Roadshow where you show up and sometimes you get laughed off.
You said, yep.
All right, hon. Thank you very much for that gift, though. Worth every penny for me, to me.
All right. Love you.
Bye. All right. Well. What's that, Phil?
I was fascinated by this Beatles Butcher album cover, so I looked it up. There was a peel cover that they had on it, so if you still have the sticky side on and that's in excellent condition and it's a first press, those goes for as much as like $50,000.
No, I don't know who's saying that. No. Those are considered second issues. The original Butcher cover never had another cover pasted over it. And when they pasted a picture of the Beatles standing or sitting around a steamer trunk over the Butcher picture, those generally up to around $2,500.
Damn.
So I don't know what $50,000 comes from unless it's the very first one.
Must have been the guy who sold Jennifer the
record.
Jimmy Coppola, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning
that
to you.
That was great.
So, Leonard Skinner's request from the governor.
Seriously.
You got to love the fact that our governor's a Leonard Skinner fan, okay?
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, it used to be I'm a Frank Sinatra fan or something like that, or a Paul Anka fan.
Or who are you people? Knows? Yes.
I'm trying to think which songs would he like the most.
I don't think it would be Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
I picture him singing Simple Man.
All right. Give me three steps.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there a quarantine
song? He knows his Leonard Skinner, that's on the list now.
Right.
He does. And I will say that Governor Malloy was at every Dave Matthews concert during his term.
Watching his kids?
Oh, that's right.
He was watching his kids?
I think you mentioned that, yeah.
Right. Every time.
Wow, that's cool.
You stop that over there. Stop.
All right. Any announcements or developments since we spoke to you last week?
Well, yeah. I don't know how many people heard my discussion with the governor, but we did hand our plans into the state at the beginning of the week. You know, a lesser capacity on the lawn and a lesser capacity in the shed, everybody being 6 feet apart. But it's a good plan. I love the plan. And without going too deep into it, because actually the governor's representative, David Lehman, changed it once. So I'd rather not get into exactly how we're doing it until I hear back from the governor's office. But I'm hoping to hear by the end of the month that thumbs up. He likes our plan. I'll start going out and seeing what I can do. It's both for Xfinity and for Oakdale Outdoors. We obviously can't go indoors, but we're going to go Oakdale Outdoors. And I think what we handed in is very acceptable. And I'm waiting to see every day. I look at my email or my cell phone, hoping that I get an email or a cell phone call back. But you know, frankly, the governor's—it's David Lehman, who's the commissioner of economic development. We have our cell phone numbers. I mean,
that's great.
That's how we connect with each other by cell phone, which shows you how interested they are in getting concerts into Connecticut.
That change that they made, can I ask you what that was?
Excuse me?
The change?
Oh, yes. They were not happy with the way I set up the lawn at Xfinity. They wanted aisles because they felt if I didn't have aisles, people would get too close to each other. So it caused me to have to cut the capacity down and create aisles.
It doesn't seem unreasonable
now,
right?
No, it wasn't. I had set up the lawn as it is today, which, you know, it's a meandering way to go through. There's no real aisles on the lawn. You sit where you sit, but they want 3-foot aisles so people could stay away from each other and there's some space between strangers. And we wanted to make sure there's space between strangers.
How would you designate that? With the paint on the grass?
Yes, we would actually chalk out. Pods, we're calling them.
Right.
Those little circles.
And small landmines, yes. Non-lethal, just little, you know.
Circles, squares, stars, what shape
arrows.
Would you use?
Oh, make it like a chessboard.
Right now, we're looking at probably squares, although we've discussed circles. But squares are better because we can more easily delineate 6 feet on a square than a circle.
Right. Yeah, because you're going to lose corners.
Yeah, it should be like a checkerboard, and you only move diagonally.
Right, it'll be like a checkerboard.
Right,
he's a smart guy.
Checkerboard, then you could play bingo. You could turn it into a game in between the bands.
Exactly, right. When you get to the front, you queened.
Right.
Or kinged, whatever, yeah.
No. Bingo. You call out numbers.
Nice.
And if that's your number.
Right. That's my number!
Yeah. Right.
You guys are getting into very political territory. You're talking about black and white with checkers.
Right.
You're talking about kings and queens.
Well, my checkerboard.
You guys don't want to get there.
See,
my
overthinks. My
checkerboard.
So, Jimmy is on top of this.
So bingo,
then.
This
is why he's a concert promoter, and we are not.
My checkerboard is black and red, just so you know.
Okay, well, that's why you guys are rated number one.
Thank you. No idea what just happened there.
Well, because of our dumb ideas.
Exactly.
Keep us interesting.
Right, and away from you
but
guys.
But it will be, we're calling them pods is what we're calling them out on the lawn. Is
pod
what we're
rock.
Calling them pods.
Nice.
And the plan is a 4-person pod. That's the plan. I don't want to get too deep into it, but a person has to buy a 4-person pod.
Right.
That's
FPP.
What they have to do.
Yeah, you'd be the pod.
4-person pod.
You'd be the potty people.
All right. Will the pods be next to one another, numbered, so you could buy 2 or 3 pods, like seats?
Yeah. You can. Yes, exactly. But you have to. Right now, the plan is you have to buy a pod, which allows 4 people in the pod.
So you can't buy a pod for 1 or 2. You'd have to buy 4 tickets.
Yes, you'd have to buy 4 tickets, and up to 4 people could sit in the pod.
Right,
right. So if you want, you pay for the pod, and you just go with one other person. You
right.
get the whole pod to yourself.
And you put potty
it's
down.
It's like a campground.
Right.
You're buying a campground, and you could have up to so many people on it.
That's true. Exactly right.
All right.
Exactly
okay, party right. people.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yep.
And, based on what the governor was saying, it sounds like you'll hear something in a week or two, which will give you the time.
We like to party.
Find
we
a band.
Like
any,
potty potty.
You know, I've asked you this a couple times, but any thoughts on who the first phone call would be to?
Well, my first phone call is going to be to Fish. Because they all live within driving distance. And.
Oh, really?
It allows them to go home, and I think the artist who might take a private plane won't get paid enough because our capacity is down. Mm. So the first thought is who can And they might not want to stay in a hotel because they might have fear of staying in a hotel. So either they stay in their tour bus or they go home at night, and fish can go home at night and come back the next night.
That's great.
I'm looking at other artists. The Goo Goo Dolls live in Buffalo in New Jersey. So maybe the Goo Goo Dolls will be another band. I'm trying to geographically figure out who doesn't need to get on a plane.
That's
first.
Smart. Yeah.
That is good.
You.
I like that.
And fish is right in the water.
And so then you're good. Having a lunch in Bridgeport today. Anything we should know, like any developments there?
Well, I had lunch with the mayor of Bridgeport last week. We did a webcast for about a half an hour, which was a lot of fun. But he or I have not seen the amphitheater since the virus started, and the work has continued there. So we're going to both go over with Howard, and he's going to show us the amphitheater because there's been a lot of progress.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, that is cool.
One quick question, and then we're going to go to a break here. Jimmy Complic, Live Nation on the show. David, Long Island, if Jimmy can't have big audiences for concerts, why not do a pay-per-view deal for shows?
Well, that the band would do without us, but I don't believe pay-per-view is something that is that enjoyable to people. First of all, there are tons of free shows that are being streamed right now. I don't think, and I asked Billy Joel's office about it, because I thought Billy would be a perfect pay-per-view. And I'm close to them, so I said, "Why?" And I wouldn't be involved in it, but it was just friend to friend. And the feeling among a lot of concert artists is these streams are good so you can hear the music, but not that you could feel the music. And artists want you to feel the music.
Lots of questions coming in from the tribe, so I want to get to those first. Lori from Meriden, Aerosmith at Fenway in September, question mark.
I don't think that's happening. I don't run the Boston market. My good friend Don Law does, but I would not count on that happening.
Mary.
And primarily it's because of the issue of us having to social distance, and whatever your seat was, you're probably sitting next to a stranger, and we right now don't want anybody sitting next to strangers.
Gotcha.
Marianne and Prospect, Kiss, has it been moved?
One of the few shows that hasn't given us a new date. Kiss will be moved. Kiss will be next summer. They haven't given us a new date yet. It was one of two shows that hasn't given us a new date. So Luke Bryan yesterday gave us a new date, which will get announced either today or tomorrow. And and we're waiting on Kiss to see what happens with Kiss. Kiss will move to next summer, though.
That Luke Bryan date.
Yeah. Is he good live?
No, he's good dad.
No, he's horrible.
Yes.
Well, but like, you,
you
know.
Think Jimmy's going to say he sucks?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Okay, that's
yeah.
True. I take back my question. All right. I'll go see him.
My music taste.
All right.
I mean, I'm just not a country music fan. I could tell you he's one of the nicest people because I know him on a personal level backstage. But musically, I just don't understand country music. I don't get it. It's just not my taste.
I'm so excited.
I'm a classic rock guy, and that's what I love
to live. That date, can you tell us what month it is?
Yeah, I'm going to try to look it up as we're talking right now and get it because I have four dates and I don't remember which is which. For some reason, I think it's June, but I'm just going to see right now.
Double check. Right.
It is June 16th of 2021, and it will be announced today at 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, nice. 11 a.m. Nice.
Kind of announced here. So.
Yeah, here we go. Whoops. Yeah. Again.
Whoopsie.
Jim in Waterbury bought tickets for a show that was already postponed August, referring to the pod thing. What happens to folks who have already purchased tickets?
Well, I'm not sure what show he's talking about. Is he talking about a show that's been moved to next year? We are expecting no pods next year.
Right.
So I think it would be for later this summer. He said the show was supposed to be already last Friday, if that helps narrow it down for you. He didn't tell me what the show was.
Well, he's late,
that'll be next year. Yeah. So anything that's added now with the pods, Jimmy, is not going to be a rescheduled show because you can't accommodate the tickets that were already sold, right?
That's absolutely the case.
Gotcha.
That's absolutely the case. Anything that was scheduled for Xfinity this year is not happening.
There you go.
See? It's not happening.
There you go. So
blanket statement.
Boom,
done.
All right. We asked you this before the break. You've had some time to think about it. The next Rock Band movie should be about?
Well, my first thought always is one of the craziest books I ever read was a book called Hammer of the Gods, which was the story of Led Zeppelin and their crazy life in the 70s, and their manager, who was a 300-pound monster named Peter Grant, who would literally pick up promoters and throw them on the ground, and if he didn't like them, he'd body slam them.
Like
a wrestler, yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was a wrestler. Yeah, he was a wrestler, and if he didn't like the promoter, he'd literally pick him up and body slam him.
Wow.
Nice.
And, you know, the music would be spectacular because it's Led Zeppelin music. The story is full of drugs and women and all this sort of stuff going on and fights between band members. And it has death in it. And, you know, it has long-term life between Jimmy and Robert, who has still remained healthy and strong. So I think the complete arc of a great movie is the story of Led Zeppelin.
Wow, that is great. Yep. I didn't think you were going to say that. I thought you'd start with the Grateful Dead, but that is,
well,
you're right.
I figured you would think that, but
plus you have to cast all these people, you know what I'm saying?
There'd be stuff in the Grateful Dead that I'd be in, and I don't want my grandkids seeing.
Is that you, Grandpa? No, not at all. No. I'm not Kimmy Joplick, no.
No, you just got that mustache. Just, isn't that strange? It looks just like me, but it's not. I used to say that about it. I didn't want my kids to know what I was doing back then when I was doing it.
Yeah.
But now my kids are doing it.
Boy.
It's that gene. I passed that gene on.
Yes,
that's a good one. Led Zeppelin. So I know you saw the Queen movie. We were just talking about that off air. There's a new one out called Queen, The Show Must Go On. It's more of a real footage, interviews, and picking up from when Freddie died and how they came back. And it's an hour and 20 minutes, worth every minute if you get a chance to watch it. I saw it last weekend.
Really?
Really, really good.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes.
Is that where it is?
Yes.
Show Must Go On. Okay.
I'll watch it this weekend. I'll watch it this weekend. I saw that too. And I've had Queen with Adam Lambert a lot out at Mohegan Sun. And don't get me wrong, he's no Freddie Mercury. But he does a great job.
He's got some pipes, man.
He does. I like him
right.
A lot.
That's the thing. You always, when you hear someone try to pull off a Queen song, you just say, ah, not there.
He should have won that season of American Idol.
All right,
but,
get over
but
it.
I'm just saying. That's why I guess I jumped out.
All right, so we're going to go around the room real quick. We'll take a break. And then Sean from Shelton, I hope he can hold. He has a good one.
Oh, yeah?
Mine is Van Halen. I just think that is such an intriguing story.
Right.
They were the hottest rock band in the world. Started in L.A., of course. You
right.
have, you know, one of the greatest frontmen of any rock band, one of the greatest guitarists ever.
Yep.
And then the fighting, and then they replaced the lead singer and did it successfully.
Yep.
I think you leave out Gary Cherone.
You got to have the Cherone years in there, the Cherone right. month.
Yeah. But I think Van Halen. AJ?
I'm thinking Foghat. You know why? Because they came from, they're like one of the lesser known, you know, like British bands that came over, and they had success over here. I mean, Foghat was huge in the mid-70s. You had, you know, Slow Ride and everything.
All right, hold on.
Plus, it's the Long Island scene and everything else, you know?
Jimmy, what do you think? How would a Foghat movie do?
Well, let's put it this way. I'd certainly invest in a Van Halen movie. I wouldn't even invest in a Foghat concert right now. Forget the movie.
What are you trying to say?
And see, you're right. It is the Long Island scene. The members did live on Long Island, and that's somewhat personal to all of us. I agree with that.
Right.
And I get that part. So we'll probably do well in Hempstead, but I'm not sure once you cross over the Queensboro Bridge or tunnel, it's going to do that well.
If there's footage of them on stage during that live album, I would absolutely watch that.
Oh,
but I don't need to hear their story.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't feel like there were any dramatic twists or
there was turns. The Foghat Mansion that was once owned by Linda Lovelace over in Belterra overlooking the water. That's pretty cool. I got some footage of that one. It was also used in that movie,
Boogie
She
Motel.
Devil. Yep. But yeah.
All right. Ashley?
I had a hard time deciding, but I'm going with Journey. Because, stop it, you. I know you're going to laugh.
Stop it, yo.
I feel like Steve Perry sort of isn't honest about why he's not with the band anymore. And I know there were creative differences. And then you can go through the multiple lead singers, Steve Augeri, and then I think Arnell is his name, and like how they found him. Because I think there was a big debate between Neil Schon and Jonathan Cain about whether or not this guy could hit the notes that Steve Perry used to hit.
The only thing with that movie is it doesn't end. It's not a happy ending.
Right.
Well, you think they're sad because
maybe
it's not.
That would be dramatic.
What I would do is think you'd have to end with their last great album, no, last great concert.
You'd end at the band's in a diner, and all of a sudden, Don't Stop Believing comes on, and the screen goes black.
That's fantastic.
There you go, done.
But there's so much more to that story.
Right. That's good right there. Yeah.
I like Ashley's idea because it's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like it. They're the members of suing each other. It's really.
Yeah,
and they threw two band members out of the band.
And when Arnell is singing, you can like run all the lyrics of the songs up the screen.
All right, Phil, real quick, and then we got to do a song here.
So mine is difficult because I don't think you can actually find an actor to fulfill the role that, like, the whole movie would be about this person. It's Prince. He just died a couple years back. And
that's a good one.
Even when he was alive, even when he was one of the biggest stars in rock and music, we still don't know that much about his personal life. He was such a mysterious person, even when he was like doing interviews and talking to people. But he was unquestionably brilliant.
Well,
and I think his life would be fascinating.
He would spend home time like doing brownies and like making puzzles and things like that.
I would definitely watch a movie about Prince.
Wait, Prince would be making brownies?
Yeah, making brownies and doing puzzles. Yeah, he was actually more of a homebody.
That would be funny if we learned that side of it.
Yeah, you have like a stamp collection and butterflies and whatnot. Yep.
Right.
Ah!
Like a very well-adjusted person.
Very nerdy.
Yeah.
Yes.
The next Rock Band movie should be about fill in the blank.
Right.
Phil mentioned Prince, and AJ mentioned Foghat.
I did, yes. And you laughed at me.
We laughed at you, but Jimmy was talking about it during the song.
Right.
Yeah, I shouldn't have laughed, so I apologize for that.
That's
because
okay.
I actually made a statement that's not true. I said I wouldn't even book them, but I would book them. One of my thoughts on Oakdale Outdoors is to bring up a whole bunch of different types of shows in, maybe bring Big Shot in, who Billy Joel's lead guitarist is the leader of the band and does all Billy Joel songs, and maybe Big Shot would be really good. And then I was thinking, wouldn't it be great to get a couple of headliners from the New Haven Coliseum that from the 70s that are no longer headliners and maybe put them up at Oakdale
wow.
Outdoors and do a Friday or Saturday night. And I was thinking Foghat and Blue Oyster Cult
wow.
Would be two bands I'd put together that had great histories selling out the New Haven Coliseum in
that's
the 70s.
That's so cool.
Well, unfortunately, we have two founding members, original members, left to that
right,
band.
Don't harsh the bus.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Just say
well, by the way,
you,
that's a lot for bands in the 70s.
It is, yes.
<It's> true.
I was saying it's to their credit.
Yes, it really is. So, And look, you know what I found out? It's brands that count. It's not the people in the band. I mean, you could go right down the line and see.
Foreigner.
You know, Foreigner Journey. Has just the guitars. Journey doesn't have Steve Perry. Now it only has two original members now.
Right.
Journey.
But, that's sad.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, it's somebody once said to me, you know, we're at the point now that we have to accept the jukebox style artist that at least has some recognition of the old days, but isn't the full recognition. And Foghat and Blue Oyster Cult. Blue Oyster Cult lived in Fairfield County. Michael Bolton and Buck Dorman and I used to hang together back in the 80s, actually, because our kids were all in the same grade school.
Is his real name Buck? What name is a kid Buck?
I never asked him what his real name. I don't think it's Buck now.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's Buck.
Sean and Shelton has been on hold. I think he has a good one here.
Oh.
Sean?
Hello.
Hey,
hey.
You're on with
good morning,
Jimmy
Chad. Good morning, hey. AJ.
Yo!
You're on with Jimmy Copeland.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for playing That's a Blind before you had me come on.
Well, thanks for holding for so long.
Hey, it's all good. You know, I understand. I just wanted to suggest Starman with David Bowie, one of the greatest showmen out there. He's so versatile. He's changed in so many ways throughout the years to adapt to the music scene. Just amazing human being, amazing lyricist.
Great voice.
Great, great thing.
All right, so
and mysterious,
gonna,
which is always good.
Yeah.
You want mysterious.
Right.
I think it's a great choice.
All right, Sean. Thank you, brother. Do you have any David Bowie stories?
Oh, my most embarrassing moment on stage had to do with David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
We have a rule. Us concert promoters always have a rule that if somebody's going to sue the artist, wait till after the show, so at least the show goes on, and then you could serve them with the subpoena. And somebody came down from Buffalo and wanted to sue David Bowie, so I said, just wait till the end of the show, let him play his show, and then you know, I'll let you backstage and hang backstage like you're a regular person, and then when he comes after the show, just walk up to him and you know, serve him the subpoena, no problem. So he's playing the New Haven Coliseum, and
He gets off after his set, and they serve him with the papers, and he gets very upset. But the stupid sheriff didn't wait till after the encore.
Oh, see?
Oh, no.
That's all bad.
So the crowd's cheering, and there probably are people listening to your show there that were there. The crowd's cheering and cheering and stomping and stomping. And I get told by the road manager, David's very upset over this. He's not coming back out. I go, oh, my God. So I get up on stage, and I use the old Elvis line. I'm sorry, but David Bowie has left the building, figuring that would calm everybody down. And all of a sudden, as I'm finishing saying he left the building and the boos are starting, all of a sudden it starts turning into cheers. And I'm going, what's going on? I turn around. I see David Bowie coming up on stage. So I was shown to be a liar, which was very uncomfortable. B, I felt like an idiot. And ironically, the song that he hadn't done yet was Rebel Rebel, which was perfect considering the circumstances.
That's
so
awesome.
That is my David Bowie story. It's clearly the most embarrassed I've ever been on stage.
I think we're going to revisit this next week because it's so fun, and then we could tap into your stories. We're going to take a break now. Jimmy, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Next week we're off, but we'll talk to you the week after.
You got it, guys.
Right, thank you, brother.
Thank you. Okay. Today, 8 o'clock. Chaz and AJ Hine Brothers Truck Group Stand Up for Veterans. It is live on this radio station's Facebook page.
Yay! Absolutely.
So go there, check it out. There's comedy, there's impactful stories from veterans, and an opportunity to help veterans who need specially equipped vans get those vans. It's Help Our Military Heroes is the organization. A very generous donor who's been on the show before, and he's pledged a lot of money to help match any donation you make.
Yep.
It's Bob Leary, Trimino Bob, CEO of Trimino Brands. Good morning.
You know, I'm a little disappointed because you introduced John as the sports god. So I would have thought the least you could have done was introduce me as the protein god.
I was the Trimino god.
The protein god. Yeah, I have notes here. Anything else you want me to cover?
Yes.
Well, actually, there is. I wanted to follow up on, you know, the last time we were together. If my memory serves me, AJ, you were supposed to mow somebody's lawn in a dress?
Oh, yeah.
How did that work out?
Oh, it was great. You should have seen it.
Wow, he has a great memory, and he's right.
Wait, it was a maid costume, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he has great memory. Okay, so wasn't that, who's our buddy who's the Mercedes dealership manager in Danbury? Because I know you owed him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I really don't care. Yeah. I want to talk about me, not about him.
No, I thought that based on my sheet here.
Right.
And playing off the last guy, my daughter and I won a Tony Award.
Oh, nice. A Tony. That's cool.
Yeah. And she is also one of four.
Did you win a Tony for a Trimino?
I wish.
Wow.
I wish.
That'd be a protein. Yes.
Yes.
What did you win a Tony for?
The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which actually opened in Hartford before it went to Broadway.
Nice.
That's pretty wild. This guy has done everything.
Seriously.
So we can't thank you enough for your matching gift of $10,000 for Stand Up for Vets. So we're urging people to donate. So at least we make 10. So if you donate $5, that becomes $10. If you donate
$100,
it becomes $200.
Like your 401k, for example, yes.
Exactly.
Or donate that.
Yeah. And, you know, both Trimito and my wife and I have been supporting Help Our Military Heroes for a long time. We got involved because Lori Hollander, who runs the show, met my son at West Point. And he's a captain in the Army right now.
Awesome.
And, you know, these guys just need all the support that we can give them, so it's a great charity.
Your son, Sean, captain in the Army at Fort Hood, please, the next time you talk to him, thank him for us for his service.
I will do that.
And awesome. Then Trimino, I thought we'd have a case or two here of that beautiful protein-infused water that has 7 grams of protein, B vitamins, and no sugar, no carbs, no fat, with only 28 calories per bottle. comes in 7 simply delicious fruit flavors. It curbs your appetite, replenishes muscle, and provides a natural energy boost without caffeine, sugar, or other stimulants.
See, you need
this
that.
This is, I'm just off the top of my head.
It's a miracle drink.
AJ can use one after attacking that clown in there.
That's right.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Now, to follow up on that subtle insult, send me your address and I'll tee you guys up.
Awesome.
Yes.
Was it subtle, though, Bob?
On the show, I'll deliver it ice cold.
All right, listen, if we're going to go there, so you get on the phone with Ashley yesterday and say you didn't have a good interview last year because I didn't mention all this stuff. And then on my guest card for you is, wants Chaz to say this. So now I said it, and you still don't like it. I love you, man, but I don't know how to make you happy.
No, I'm feeling good about this one.
All right, good. See,
cool.
Very good.
In that case, disregard what you said.
No, but I'm serious. I will be happy to tee you guys up. And not to cast aspersions, but AJ,
yeah,
you were on that freaking bike for how many hours?
Yeah.
Right. All you had to do was ask. I would have had a nice ice-cold cooler for you.
See?
Right.
See, I was so busy riding on the bicycle, I didn't think.
Well, you know, you would have had to think the week before.
Right, it's true. Yeah, I don't think at all, though.
Yeah, let's not get carried away.
Inherently the issue.
Right. Ask Chaz.
Yeah. It's a problem, Bob.
Yeah, it is. I try.
Here's the deal with Bob. Bob didn't ask to come on. I wanted him to come on because he is big with his heart and his wallet, and he puts his money where his mouth is. He's always here for the veterans.
Always.
And we can't thank people like this enough. So, Bob, thank you very much for coming out. We're going to link up to Tri-Munal Waters. Everyone should try it.
You should.
And
it's great.
Thank you. I know you'll be watching tonight at 8 o'clock on the radio station's Facebook page, the Chaz and AJ Hine Brothers Truck Group Stand Up for Veterans. Thank you, Bob. Staff Sergeant, retired, and comedian Adam Keyes, thank you for your service. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's our honor.
Yes.
I want to run through some stuff here. Then you could tell us about what happened to you almost 10 years ago.
Sure.
Born in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Oh, great locks over there.
Was a member of the Boy Scouts and Air Cadets. How old do you have to be an air cadet?
Well, I started when I was 11, so I guess at least 11.
Then you moved to Pennsylvania.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And you wanted to join the military right out of high school.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
So what was your call? What was the calling there? Why did you want to serve right out of high school?
Yeah, you know, most of my family's been in the military in one capacity or the other growing up. So I was always sort of around it. And then, you know, I was a senior in high school when 9/11 happened. So, you know, it gave me the extra little push. It's like, okay, I want to go do this. But unfortunately for me, because I'm an immigrant, there was a halt on all green cards at that time. So although it was legal, I had to wait for that process to go through. So I had to wait till I was actually 24 before I was allowed to join.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes. Things move along real fast with green cards sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand that now.
But that part here, you know, you come to America and then you witness 9/11 and you want to walk right down and sign your name.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
I want to kick ass.
Well, we talk about folks who did that in World War II.
Yeah.
Right after Pearl Harbor. That very next day, there was a line outside the doors of the recruiting
stations. Sign me up.
Stations.
Yep, let's go kick some ass.
He's one of those people.
Exactly. Has that in, yes.
Yeah. Then you were a combat engineer at Fort Bragg?
Yes, sir. Yes, I was. A proud paratrooper with the 20th Engineer Brigade.
What is that? What do you do when you're that?
As a paratrooper?
A combat engineer.
Oh, sure. Yes. So our job is, in our battle space that we are, you know, tasked with taking care of, is to find either people putting IEDs in or find IEDs after they're put in and get rid of them before they find our guys.
Is that like a bomb squad thing?
I guess if you want to put it like that, that'd be okay. Yeah, we're out there to find bombs and people that are building bombs. That's correct.
Man. All right, talk about July 14th, 2010.
Yeah, it's coming up on 10 years. I almost can't believe it now, but that'll be my 10-year, what everyone calls in the military, as an alive day. July 14th, 2010, I was supposed to be in Afghanistan with my unit for the entire year of 2010. At the time, we were doing 12-month deployments. unfortunately, about 7 months in, obviously my time in the Army effectively ended when an IED went off underneath our truck. And, you know, I ended up Walter Reed to make the long story short there. I ended up at Walter Reed as a triple amputee. And I lost both my legs above the knees and my left hand below the elbow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And
along with another host of all kinds of other things as well.
And you were the sole survivor of this.
Yes, unfortunately, you know, I carry that with me everywhere I go. The other four guys with me did not make it. And I'll quickly say their names if you don't mind.
Please.
Chase Stanley. Yes, please. Sergeant Chase Stanley from California. Sergeant Zachary Fisher from Missouri. Specialist Matthew Johnson from Minnesota. And my high school friend that I joined the Army with, Specialist Jesse Reed from Whitehall, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yes, I agree. Thank you so much for saying that.
I have to tell you, this is a movie because it doesn't end there. You go on to be this brilliant comedian. You know?
Well, I'm certainly trying. Thank you for saying that so nicely. But I'm sure giving it a go, especially now with all this stuff, you're doing it online. And it's a whole new world. And I just got into this world, so I'm giving it a shot, you know. And so far, so good.
Well, that's wild. You get into comedy, and then there's a coronavirus, and everything's shut down.
Yep. Yeah. It's throwing me for a loop, like everybody else, of course.
Yeah.
Full of challenges, yes.
It's not like you could just go on Twitter and make jokes right now, either.
Yeah, right.
You got to be careful there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Well, we can't thank you enough for your service. And, you know, we people say that, and they forget that there's people like you, Adam Keyes out there, triple amputee. I mean, you signed up for this, and
he was an immigrant.
Lost your friend,
mm-hmm.
Lost, you know, your ability to get around, and we just go about our days. It's like, yeah, thank you.
Yep,
you know. but thankfully for folks like Lori Hollander and help our military heroes, you're not forgotten, and I love what we're doing tonight because we're going to be attempting to get enough money to get another van for someone that's in a similar situation as you.
Absolutely.
So you got a van from Lori, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I'd say about 9 years ago now, 2011, I think it was.
Wow.
So, nice.
Yeah. How did that change your life?
Well, it was huge. And, you know, even getting injured obviously was a life-changing thing. But when they came to Walter Reed and started talking to everybody, and I was one of those people that they said, we want to give you a van for these reasons. I was one of the guys that originally said no. Like, I didn't want to be a soccer mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you quickly realize you sort of need something like that, and I got to tell you that the chicks actually do love it, so I'm glad that I do have it, you know?
Yep, exactly. Got to blare that music and everything. Tinkle's windows. He had to pimp it out a bit, but he's good.
I like the fact that he didn't want the van. Yeah, that's kind of, I don't want to be a soccer mom.
Exactly right.
Yeah, you got anything in like a Humvee? Or...
Yeah, something cool. Yeah. Right,
exactly. No, but you quickly realize that what they're doing is the right thing, and then you quickly realize that you do need it. It is a huge advance to have it. And, you know, obviously I still have it 9 years later, and keeps me going strong. I use it to go to every comedy place I can, and when they open back up, I'll be out there again as well. But for now, I'm sort of stuck at home.
I got you.
So in this van, you're able to drive yourself?
Yes, sir. I hop in. That's awesome. So the van opens up in the center. There's the center sort of seat is out. I wheel on, park my wheelchair, hop up to the front seat, and then I can drive with the hand controls up front.
Yep. That's cool.
Very cool. Yep.
That is so great. And that's what we're doing tonight. We want to thank you for being part of this. I can't wait to see your stand-up.
Yep.
And
thank you.
I really look forward to it. Thank you for your service. Thanks for coming on, and thanks for being part of the special tonight.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to it.
Me too. Staff Sergeant, retired, and comedian Adam Keyes tonight on the Chaz and AJ Hine Brothers Truck Group Stand-Up for Veterans. I want to thank our sponsors, too. Of course, Hine Brothers Truck Group, McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus, Call Before You Dig, The Water Doctor, NewEnglandTractor.com, a division of Johnson Automotive, Arts Television and Appliance, New Haven Painters, and Atlas Outdoor Living.
Thank you.
And then right before we went live with this, we got a text, which is a little bit of an announcement. We were talking to Bob Leary with Trimuna Waters at the top of the hour, and he committed $10,000 a match to anything that we've raised tonight.
Yeah.
He just announced that he is matching it up to $20,000.
Oh, wow.
So, Bob, thank you very much.
Thanks,
I will read that Trimino water piece every year, if you'd like.
Exactly,
you could even make it longer next year
I'll
now.
I'll make it a tattoo.
Well, this is the thing with him. Wait. You'll make it a tattoo.
Trimino, yeah.
Yeah, how much for that?
How much for a Trimino tattoo?
Yeah.
We got to get at least 50 grand.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, we want to thank you, Bob. Bob has a big heart and a big wallet, and he's very grateful to the veterans. So
Tonight
on this radio station's Facebook page at 8 o'clock, it's the Chaz and AJ Heim Brothers Truck Group Stand Up for Veterans. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see your set.
Oh, yeah.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.